American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93 KHJ. Appreciate you being here with us on a Monday morning, and we say good morning now to the ASCC. We have Rose Shoulders and Kat Helsham. Morning, ladies. Good to see both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, American Samoa.
So let's go ahead and just jump right into it. There is a new associate science degree available at ASCC, and can you tell us exactly what that's called and when it's available?
Sure, yes. So we have an inclusive emergency management, it's called IEM, associate of science degree. We just got it approved in March, and we're launching it and promoting it during the summer. Then in the fall, it will officially offer courses. So IEM is a new degree at ASCC.
That's what it's called, IEM.
Yes.
Inclusive Emergency Management.
Yes.
Okay, so what does that curriculum look like? What is IEM?
So IEM is, first of all, emergency management is not new to curriculum in the mainland, in the United States. It's a degree, and it's a career that's already out there, slowly making its ways to come around. But inclusive is unique to us here at American Samoa, because we have a portion that we're trying to highlight, which is our special populations, people, which is people with disabilities, and our aging population, where they're going to be highlighted in different case studies in different of our courses that will be offered through each semester. So there's a book that students will have throughout the rest of the 2 years that they're studying that will highlight how to cater to these two populations when an emergency strikes.
And what should students expect from a course in IEM by way of financial assistance?
Yes, so we have a scholarship that we have launched during this semester already. We have several students that already filled out, and we're reaching out that there's still opportunities for people to apply for a scholarship. We have a few stipulations, which we have, of course, you have to be a U.S. citizen or a U.S. national to apply. You please look at our website and our Facebook. But each courses, for instance, the first one that we'll be offering this fall is Introduction to Emergency Management and Homeland Security, and an Introduction to Emergency Exercise Design and Evaluation. So in those courses, students will have the first-hand experience of what it's like to prepare for emergency management. They will hear from several of our people locally on the island and see how it is when they respond to a emergency here in American Samoa.
And then the final question is, like, what kind of career paths can students get from a degree in IEM?
Yes, so we have a emergency manager that's given, and then we also have a homeland security officer. But the unique part with an inclusive emergency manager, you have the possibility of being a disability integration advisor or a disability access and functional needs specialist. So what those two, why those two are so unique, because when a disaster strikes, every time in American Samoa, FEMA, we have to wait until they come on island, then those that can be activated. So we are trying to educate and build our own community of students. That way we don't have to wait when a disaster strikes. You know, we already have educated our people. We have educated our youth.
Okay, so this would be something like if somebody has an evacuation plan,
yes,
and they're on the second floor.
And then we know what to do, and especially someone who is wheelchair-bound,
uh-huh,
or has a disability, we know how to have planned. We have included them in the plan and see how, and we know how to evacuate them.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. All the places,
exactly,
that don't have even elevators here, there's like,
yes,
one of them.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Exactly. Anyhow, but this is a good career, and that's the one thing that's, you know, when you talk about the mainland, is I don't think you can, like, build a building without that stuff. You have to have,
yes,
all of this, and there's a code and everything that they have to abide by, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, Kat.
Yay. Hi. I just wanted to circle back a little bit to the scholarship opportunity that Rose was talking about. So you're going to find that scholarship link on our website right now, pchs.amsamoa. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I say it right? Okay.
Yes.
Starting again, pchs.amsamoa.edu. And you're going to look for our inclusive emergency management tab, and we'll have all of our information, all of the degree program requirements, and all of the descriptions that we were talking about this morning, and including the scholarship link. So it's available there right now. I will be including the link to our scholarship soon on our Facebook page, which is American Samoa Pacific Center in Human Security. So go ahead and like and follow that page as you wait for the scholarship link to pop up on your feed.
Yes, yes.
So I'll be doing that shortly later today.
All right, very good. And well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we're going to take a short time out and come back. We're going to talk a little bit more with ASCC. There is a hurricane with an H-E-R
yes.
camp that we're going to find out about. So stay tuned. That's coming up next here on 93KHJ.